brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here, live with a bit of a hoarse voice from screaming at the corrupt House and Senate members of the Texas legislature yesterday without the aid of a bullhorn inside of the Capitol. We also pulled a nice stunt where we got the Patriots into the gallery, and then as they came out one by one, I could scream full bore over the open door and audibly let them know that we were aware of their treason. It was extremely effective. Just happened to spontaneously think of the idea. Shot a lot of great footage inside. Now, we have some terrible news, obviously, on two different fronts, dealing with the fight against the 10th Amendment annihilating goon forces of the TSA, and a chronicle of the treacherous activity here in the great state of Texas that has turned the House bill into a toothless creature and the Senate bill into actual pro-New World Order law, precedent-setting law, that any citizen can be detained without even reasonable suspicion, because it redefines reasonable suspicion to not that you pull somebody over for a broken taillight and somebody's beating on the back of the truck saying, "Help me." That's reasonable suspicion. Or you see a heroin injector laying in the front seat of the car. That's reasonable suspicion. Anytime, anywhere, you can be en masse, put on a Terry stop or custodial arrest, and that the proctology exams should then commence. And so that is basically what they've done. I stayed up here late last night going over the House bill. I was unaware the Senate, after we left, had passed a Senate bill. Then I read that this morning, scanned over it. And we're going to be breaking down for you exactly what's going on coming up at the bottom of this hour. But I tend to gain my voice back. It's strange once it's gotten hoarse after I've been talking a while. It's the opposite. At least that's how my larynx works. So I'm warming up right now and should be able to really properly be... Well, it's like a race car engine or any engine. I'm idling right now. It's warming up. My synapses are beginning to accelerate. They're firing, and so I'm going to get into that whole area once I've gotten to some of the other news at the bottom of the hour. We have Colonel Craig Roberts on, who doesn't do radio interviews anymore. And I had to twist his arm last week to come on today. He's a great guy. He'll be joining us coming up. He's a listener of the show. He just doesn't go on talk radio anymore. Semi-retired, busy taking care of family and people. He's also a cancer survivor in his own right. Highly decorated Marine in Vietnam. Sniper. Wrote the best-selling sniper book, One Shot, One Kill, New York Times bestseller. Wrote a bunch of bestsellers. At the same time, while he was doing that, he was a SWAT team commander in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the lead helicopter pilot for the police helicopter as well. Survived an amazing helicopter crash one time when the helicopter failed. I can tell you that story. And he also investigated Oklahoma City and found out that, Billy Clinton, or William Jefferson Clinton, and his deputy attorney general and others at the time were pulling the strings on that event. So, and then on the subsequent cover-up, and then a lot of folks had to die, of course, in Oklahoma, including Cop of the Year in Oklahoma City, Terrence Yakey, when he wouldn't shut up. He even called his wife and said they were after him. He thought that they'd poisoned him, and he had to get to his locker and get the information out before he died. And, of course, he called his partner and said, "The FBI is behind me." And, well, they pulled him over on that road and tortured him to death. But we're going to be talking to him, Ron Paul, today. Webster Tarpley from Tripoli. But the big news is coming up. Stay with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Tuesday, the 28th day of June, 2011. I am Alex Jones, your host. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. You can't even really call me a libertarian. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a freedom lover. I believe in right and wrong. I don't look at subjects and say, well, I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to support whatever they're doing, or I'm a Republican, I'm going to support whatever they're doing, I'm going to buy into whatever lies they're pushing. I am a realist who wants to study reality and study the human species and our history, our present, and our future destiny, and I'm attempting to make the world a better place. And no matter how damaging to myself it is and to my name, I will say what I believe the truth is, period. And it is an empowering thing in life to, over the years, train myself to not care what people think about me. And in that, I believe, is the essence of true freedom, the essence of art, the essence of discovering more and more of what real reality is. Life is an adventure. It is a quest. Every minute of it is magical. And in understanding that, you can also open up wider horizons and not let the Madison Avenue spin doctors make you feel inadequate so they can sell you their modern culture-killing New World Order system of death. Now, I say this now pretty much at the beginning of every broadcast because it's true. The amount of insane, crazy, out-in-the-open tyranny and world government open announcements and bizarre globalist activity, fulfilling everything they promised that they would do, is reaching a crescendo. But every time I think we're reaching a crescendo, a week later, it makes the last finale look like a black cat firecracker compared to a howitzer shell going off above your head. It's all getting wilder. The world is speeding up. Life is speeding up. We are headed towards the singularity that Ray Kurzweil talks about. But, of course, he is packaging it as if it's some beautiful, wonderful thing. It will be the end of this species on our current course. We are facing assured, mutually assured destruction. And the globalist and the program they have released, I've calculated it from every angle, is going to bring them down as well. And they've shown a complete disregard for the planet's safety, while at the same time lecturing everyone all day about how they want to protect the Earth. And then they target things that they know actually just goes after human activity and not the super sciences. And that's a science fiction term from 80 years ago. But now today we do see the super sciences. Things that would have been considered magic just 100 years ago are now real and bona fide and unfolding in front of us. Let me tell you who's coming up today. Colonel Craig Roberts, had been on in about a year. Always extremely informative. He's going to be joining us. Ron Paul and Webster Griffin Tarpley from Tripoli to give us reports on what's happening there. He will be joining us today as well. Again, if you just tuned in, I'm very hoarse from leading a citizen filibuster inside of the Capitol yesterday for about 2.5 hours, and it was a much bigger turnout than even we had a month ago, pretty much spontaneously with about 24 hours notice, or less than 24 hours notice, actually. So I wasn't even sure Sunday we'd do it. And by the end of the show, I was quasi-sure, then I announced it at 11 a.m. yesterday that we would be going down there. And it is a morass of government deception and dirty tricks. But by investigating this, it's like a medical procedure. That's why they call doctors call themselves practitioners. And they call their medical practice a practice. And what they're saying is hidden in plain view, that they practice the art of medicine and that they learn from it. And everything is a learning process. The Pentagon calls all these wars laboratories, live fire laboratories. That's why I say resistance is victory. The act of marching in and letting the state police and letting the state reps know that you're the boss and not cowering and calling government officials or authorities or excellencies, calling them servants, and learning your own power is like building muscle. It's like lifting weights politically. If you lay there on the couch, you're going to get heart disease when you're 30. If you lay there your whole life and don't do anything but not take care of yourself. But if you're politically active, most people are like, you have such incredible courage to march in and go into Perry's office and scream at them and go into other people, other globalist offices and do this. And aren't you scared of this? Aren't you scared of that? They told us we couldn't film in the Senate gallery. I said, this is the press gallery. There's no rule against that. And the guy said, okay, well, I'm going to go get the police. And I said, go get them. At a certain point, you've just got, and that's not courage. I'm not at Bunker Hill with redcoats marching up, lowering guns, saying, leave the field or we're going to shoot you. And then they stood there and let the redcoats shoot them. Let me tell you, that, please don't tell me I've got courage. Please. I mean, like somebody at Iwo Jima marching up hills with artillery firing at them and machine guns. I mean, it is not courage to go into my servants when they are behaving badly and not following the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, common sense, common law, and the people's will, to go in and get in their face. It is the minimum. So it quite frankly disgusts me when folks come up and tell me how wonderful I am. You don't disgust me. It disgusts me to be being, it's disgusting to be, have people calling me a hero. Folks, I'm not a hero. Okay? I'm doing my duty. A fireperson, to be politically correct, that goes into a burning building and they die all the time to save a child, who goes up in an apartment building or a facility and the roof falls in on them, that's a hero. Okay? That's a hero. not doing my duty. See, we've turned just doing the minimum of what an American is supposed to act like into a hero. No, 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 no. A single mother who quits drinking and quits smoking and works three jobs to take care of her children because her husband's dead or in prison, and who breaks her back to raise those children and to make sure that they get into the middle class and are good, decent people. And there's been a lot of those cases. That's a hero. Let me tell you something. As good as I am, ladies and gentlemen, I like to chew tobacco. I like to drink whiskey. And I'll be honest with you, I have constant struggles after a long day to not want to put a big thing, a red man in. Yeah, I'm from Texas, folks. I'm a redneck. And to, get a bottle of Jack Daniels. I don't even have the self-control of a single mother to focus. Despite the incredible mission I've got and the whole world counting on me more and more to be the leader of a movement against tyranny, I'm telling you, there are people better and stronger and more intelligent and more enlightened than I am. I mean, I realize the response, and I want to talk about myself because I got all this news. It's just to have hundreds of people coming up with light in their eyes, just telling me how great I am. It made me feel good, but for them. And I'm proud of myself at many levels. I've got a lot of good attributes, but my point is, don't look to one person to be the answer to things. At the same time, I don't even drink that much. Point is, I can go 6 months without it and then start doing it, and then, man, this isn't good, I'm going to quit. The point is, I'm weak, and I wonder how other people can just have total control. But some people have weaknesses that other folks don't have. Other people have weaknesses that you don't have. Or I can't control myself. I just pull directly into a steakhouse and get the biggest 30-ounce steak they've got and just cram it down with a big thing of cheese potatoes. You know, all I'm saying is we're all human. But it's in that striving. Here's an example. I don't use a lot of profanity, but over the years working with a lot of other men, you know, it happens, and I catch myself sometimes on the phone in front of my children when I hear some news, and then, oh, I just taught my child a cuss word. You know, and it's a trap. See, the problem is people that are trying to be good, that have a conscience, we are bound down by guilt, by because we're aware of the fact that we're fallen and we're trying to be good. But at the same time, this is an important exercise, I believe, of truthfulness, because other people out there think it's cool to not have any morals. They think it's cool to do whatever they want to themselves, and they have no mooring, no rudder, they have no conscience, so of course they have no discernment. You have to realize how evil you are and how fallen and ugly you are to be able to recognize how beautiful and wonderful and enlightened and empowered you are. You've got to recognize your fallibility to be able to also recognize the magic that's in the world. By magic, I mean just the incredible goodness. But evil hides behind good. There's so much good, there's so much beauty, that I notice the politicians, the media, you know, Obama's like, the birds are tweeting, the sun's out, things aren't so bad. They always try to archetypally, Texas is good because I'm Rick Perry. I made it good for you. I'm Obama. I made the sunshine. I made the birds sing. Remember a few months ago, he had this speech he was giving about, it's a beautiful day out here. We're doing good. We're doing good in America. And the idea is he's making it good. And so evil hides in complexity. That's the whole lawyer system of doublespeak and twisting. And then using that twisted spade to bury us. All right, I've gotten into philosophy, and I shouldn't do it. It's just that I got particularly exhausted last night after 2.5 hours of screaming and then coming up here and working and getting home past 11. And sometimes after I'm really tired, I get in these reflective modes. I'm going to reset when we come back and get into the absolutely off-the-chart news. Dollar seen losing global reserve status. Financial Times of London. Stay with us.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
It is the bare minimum to be willing to risk your name, your treasure, and even your body in the fight against tyranny. Because you cannot commit your children to slavery. You cannot commit your society to the tyrants. You cannot turn your world over to bullies and the corrupt. That creates societies and civilizations that are nightmare. That turns loose the corrupt and the wicked, the servile, the grasping, the sadistic, the psychopathic, the sociopaths, Now, before I get into this other news, the big news of the day that really struck me like a thunderbolt that I'll cover in the next segment, then I'll get into TSA, is a French news agency report with the headline, "Chemical in Plastic Containers Makes Male Mice Act Like Females." I think you've heard this before, but it's big breaking news now. Remember the George Soros publications, hundreds of them, hundreds that came out in a campaign to try to discredit me last year. They thought that this would discredit me. All it did was tell more folks about the show. Headline, "Juice Boxes Are Making You Gay." We have the government documents where we've made films about it, where they said that they would put this in the products, in the food and the water, to reduce fertility, but also change behavior. And it's the biggest reason women, there's a cocktail of reasons, are dying of breast cancer. And I want to, instead of having marches and collecting money for breast cancer, the system at the highest levels knows why breast cancer is off the charts. They know why prostate cancer is off the charts. They know because these are all areas where sex hormones cause mutations in the tissues. And they knew this in the 1930s. So this has been done deliberately. There's hundreds of different major calculations, formulas for plastics that don't leach these, and they're killings. And so I'll get into this in more detail coming up in the next segment. And see, if people could just realize this and read John P. Holdren's book, read the different eugenicist publications, read the stuff that came out 70, 80 years ago, the different reports that we cover here where they said they would do this to us. And then if you actually consciously realize that if you're a cop, you're with the people. You're being attacked as well. Or if you're a bureaucrat. I will bet you money that Rick Perry is not warned about all these things by the establishment. Once he's president, if that happens, they may. 99.9% of us are targeted by this through the compartmentalized scientific dictatorship. And, well, I mean, here's one headline dealing with it out of a French news agency. Here's another one. Worldwide diabetes more than doubled since 1980. Well, we told you that years ago. It's actually up fourfold in, quote, Hispanics. And that's because the different, again, cocktails, the right word, of things added to the food is race-specific. And it's HIV. Northern Europeans do not have coupler points for the virus. And it's nearly impossible for Northern Europeans to get it. And that came out in the 80s, of course. They knew that then. That's in medical journals, literally hundreds of different studies. It's a race-specific weapon as well. So if you like being targeted, because the globalists are racist, but they pose as liberals, and they run all the programs and finance all the, quote, minority leadership councils. And of course, most of those people are compartmentalized and don't know what they're doing. See, we have studied the elite's operations. And so I'm here telling you what's being done. This is 100%. Now, all over the Western world, our water is so polluted with this stuff. These sewage treatment that's dumped into lakes. This is always in lakes and rivers that are having sewage, treated sewage dumped into them. Here's Discovery News. You can get literally thousands of reports on this all over the world. More hermaphrodite fish in U.S. rivers. And that's what I said at the time. You see, for me, it's all scientific. I'm not here attacking people because they're attracted. A woman's attracted to a woman. A man's attracted to a man. I'm here telling you that in cultures and history, there has been some of that, but in lower numbers. Regardless of a moral point, I'm not even debating that so I can get through to you. It's being scientifically done now, and we have the government documents, so you should know why this is happening. It's happening to the animals as well. Be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I talk about news coming in so fast we can't even cover it anymore. And I know that Matt Grubbs, because he's tweeted it, is a listener of the radio show, and I rarely ask Drudge to link to something because he already links to us so much. It's more than I could ever even ask for. I mean, it's literally like the God of Internet, Zeus throwing down the lightning bolt, and giving it to man. Then there is no bigger news site. There is no site that drives and sets agendas like Drudge. And he is fighting the TSA. He is exposing the world government. I mean, he literally has done more for the movement against tyranny than any other source I can think of, because he's legitimized our reportage, other reportage. He links to European mainline news about world government, and he's forced mainline conservative radio to start admitting this stuff in the last 3 years, and the Fox pundits and the rest of it. And the fact that he's breaking the back of the TSA with the rest of the citizenry together. I'm not going to get into it, but I may even reach out on this if I need to during the next break, because this news that I just read during the break is so big. It's been out for 30 minutes. It's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it turns out in the article, and so even if Drudge links to us so much, he's welcome to link to TG Daily or obviously Epic, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, got the documents. WUSA TV in D.C. is covering it. It turns out in Boston and with four other airports since 2003, they've had body scanners, and it turns out, this is just so off the chart, that they've known all along that it was giving them cancer, and that they went ahead and ordered them for all the rest of the major airports, 214 nationwide. And here's the headline, cancer surge in body scanner operators, TSA launches cover-up, and the documents have now been leaked, and they're confirmed to be accurate by Epic, that the TSA knowingly covered this up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's even been in the New York Times. Top scientists who helped develop these systems came out and said the radiation, depending on the machine, is 20 to 50 times what they told you, and that it's not even so much people that go through it a few times a year. That's bad. But it's being around these. I mean, these put off more radiation than a dental x-ray. We've had radiologists on to break it down. And that's a dentist goes and gets behind a lead wall. When my dad does x-rays, or the dental assistants do, they go and get behind a lead wall, and they put lead shielding over your chest and genitals. And you notice the thickest part of the shielding goes over your waist, because that's thin skin to the testicles, and it can go right in. And as you would expect, they're getting testicular cancer, they're getting brain cancers, it's killing them. And again, this is all part of the plan. I've had top scientists on like Dr. Busby saying that many of the globalists in Europe know that radiation levels are going up all over the place, but they don't care because it reduces fertility. This is a plan. And there was a couple of former TSA people at the protest at the Capitol yesterday, one lady and one man. There was a Homeland Security ICE agent. He gave me his card. I looked him up. There he is. But he said, hey, I'm American, too. I'm allowed to come protest. I mean, it blew me away. And they said, no, everything you said about the TSA is true. And they said, that they quit over it. But this is so off the charts. Cancer surges in body scanner operators. TSA launches cover-up. And there's no doubt this just came out. Watson ferreted the news and saw it in different regionals and put a boil-down article together. But I don't even care. Now that I think about it, Drudge doesn't even have to link to us. I'm sure he'll link to some of these articles. But cancer surges in body scanner operations. TSA launches cover-up. This is so huge. In fact, I can just get on my iPhone here right now, live, and get a little, I'm going to do it later. That's another radiation killer right there, where they knew 25 years ago what it was going to do. They're just giving us devices that kill us. But a cell phone compared to these scanners is nothing. But in the aggregate, it's like a cigarette. That's even what the EU's had to admit, their health ministers. Again, government doesn't have total control. It was the EU medical board came out a year and a half ago, 2 years ago now, and said this whole swine flu thing's fake, the vaccine's deadly, and then later that was confirmed to be true. And we had the head of it, Wolfgang Wudarg, Dr. Wudarg, on to break it down. And the EU's also come out and said it's like smoking cigarettes. You do it over and over again, cell phones. It's. In fact, they found in some of the studies it may be worse than smoking cigarettes. And then you add to it the GMO, you add to it the bisphenol A and other chemicals that are in the plastics. This is so incredible. I mean, we already knew this, but to have it confirmed that they cold-bloodedly know that it's a death sentence for all those people. This TSA thing is key in the whole globalist operation. It's about stomping on the states' rights. It's about training you to be a prisoner and to be humiliated and have your private parts touched. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked a lot about this. I remember going on dates in high school and, taking a girl to the movie theater and, having them reach over and, touch on you. And it was electrifying. It was almost, it was all, I mean, you liked it, but it was also kind of freaky. Can you imagine what it's like to have people you don't know in a public setting grabbing you and actually squeezing? That's why they've had on record airline pilots, military veterans, U.S. troops coming home, having their space violated, having their basic humanity. And that's why troops have gotten angry and been arrested. They've thrown up. Airline pilots have had refused to fly and gone home. It's been in the news and thrown up in their parking lot when they get home. And people are like, well, you're a wimp. No, it's because you're not a wimp that you can't handle it. It's your dignity. I mean, it's sexual assault. That's why under common law and common sense in every culture, you get killed for going up and grabbing on a woman or grabbing her genitals, in the woods out by the well 1,000 years ago. The town would get together and take you and have a trial and hang you high just for grabbing on a woman. Because you don't touch people. This is about your personal space. It's about mating. It's about choices you make. You leave people alone. This is a big deal. So it's about 10th Amendment violating. It's about training us to be slaves. It's about getting in our person. And it's about creating an army of people. And we reported over a year ago and then had internal sources, and it was later confirmed in mainstream media, that they called TSA in and said, you have a concern about radiation. And if you say yes, they give you a pink slip in 2 weeks. And don't even tell you why. They say it's a layoff, even though they're hiring. If you have a trouble groping people, you're fired. So it's kind of like panning for gold. They see people that are stupid or tyrants or pedophiles. It's a spectrum that they're panning for. They see all the people that are decent as like dirt, as rocks they want to get rid of. And the little gold chunks they're panning for in the stream of employees are the folks that'll do this. They're people that will sit there baking around the scanners all day long. And this story is so big and so huge, and everything else I've got so big and so huge, I don't even know what to say. I'm going to say it again. And it's all part of a conditioning process. This is psychological warfare. We're supposed to just learn that they, 11 years ago, signed a secret deal with major insurance companies, the Pentagon did, to take all the death benefits from troops when they die and don't give their widows or widowers the money that they paid into out of their check for decades. That's just hiding in plain view. Nobody gets in trouble. The big bank heads steal trillions. They don't go to jail. But then, some low-level guy at Citibank steals $19 million because he stole from the bank. He gets indicted. And that's how they operate. Or they bust Blagojevich for engaging in standard corruption, boss hog stuff. But then when Kissinger openly says the U.S. policy is genocide against the third world, we're going to kill him, in State Department Memorandum 200, he's, oh, that's humanitarian. Or Holden writes books like this, and it's, oh, that's humanitarian. So the big flaming crimes, like huge bonfires of obviousness, that's not a problem. And they cold-bloodedly, because remember, it was four airports starting in late 2002 into 2003. You pull those articles up, we're testing the body scanners. And so now they've got 7 years, in some cases 7.5, at Boston, Logan, and others, where these went in, where they have cancer clusters, and the TSA people that have worked there for years are dying. And it's like when, they go to a town, they wonder why everybody, people in a certain neighborhood have double, triple cancer, and it's more than that in these studies. They go, we better test the soil. And they go, oh, some company, before this subdivision was built, dumped dioxin into the soil. There was a factory here, and the developers didn't tell you. And you know about the Love Canal. There's thousands of these Superfund sites. Much of Houston is one. That's why Houston has much higher cancer rates per capita than any other city in the United States. New Orleans is next because of all the toxic waste that runs into the Mississippi from the Midwest and then down there. It's incredible. It's incredible. And there's this cutthroat attitude by the establishment that, hey, it's all social Darwinism. Let everybody die. But then I see it even affecting the elites. It's like a nihilistic, psycho, madman. This is madness to cold-bloodedly know that with just a few years of the scanners and in previous studies when they were developing, the government studied everything. 90% of research and development at universities is under DARPA alone now. An example, they knew bisphenol A combinations in major studies you can pull up in the 1940s. They were looking for a plastic liner that would reduce fertility but also male aggression. And then there's all these white papers on it that we've republished at InfoWars from the Rockefeller Foundation, UN, and others. And then they get it deployed. And then they even do rebates and things to factories and companies to then make sure that bisphenol A was adopted in the majority of plastic formulas. If you wanted the formula from Dow Chemical, you can research this or other companies that develop these systems. There's a whole class of plastics that have the bisphenol A in them. It's in printer ink. It's probably in this printer ink right here, but I'm too dumb to check and stop it. And it's infertility everywhere. And then they'll only give the license to factories for this. I mean, so they'll sub-license it to the Chinese, the Indians, the Mexicans, you know, sub-companies in the United States and Europe, knowing they went and found it, then wrote white papers on it. We've written articles about this. Then they deploy it, and then now decades later, French news agency, Chemical and Plastic Containers, makes male mice act like females. And then they had George Soros-funded groups come out last year, literally hundreds of articles over a month period, thinking it would hurt me, taking out of context what I said, saying juice boxes are making you gay. Well, no, I was reading studies on air that it's causing hermaphrodite developments in fetal brains of mammals. Not just the genitals, but in the brain, and that's what's causing sexual confusion. And that's and it's not, again, coldly. It's not an issue of your identity. And they do this to you, and then they have a media system that says it's your identity. You know, everybody needs to be nice to people. Well, absolutely. People should be nice to you, but the religious folks shouldn't even be attacking people, because separately from even a religious debate, this has been done to you. This has been done to you. And then you'll watch the George Soros crowds, the chemical, you know, engineer promoters. They'll come out and attack this again, because I'm here telling you. I mean, is it homophobic to say that these mice had this done to them? No, it's a scientific discussion of how to create infertility and to stop the males and females merging and producing more offspring for a global program of depopulation, that your choice has been taken away from you, and this has been done. Because it affects the brain, it affects the different endocrine systems, it affects the genitals, to the point of that all over the world, in some major studies, upwards of half of the fish and frogs and other amphibians, including reptiles like snakes, have both sexual organs. It's so pronounced, just what's going into the water as runoff in the embryonic development in the eggs of the fish and the frogs, that this is happening. Now, mammals are bigger and tougher, but and their study, this was all done, okay? And the point is, if this has been done to you and you like it, that's because that's now your chemical physiology. You've been re-engineered. I'm not making a moral statement on it. Get past the mind control. I'm saying to you, do you understand that this is a public plan and has been done? Male mice who are exposed as babies to BPA, a chemical common in canned foods and plastic containers, it lines the tin cans, everything, act more like females and are seen as less desirable mates, a U.S. study shows Monday. The findings should have implications on how BPA and bisphenol A may affect human development and behavior, and the study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That is the most prestigious. The BPA-exposed deer mice in the study look normal, but there's nothing obviously wrong with them, yet they are clearly different, said the lead author at the University of Missouri. Females do not want the mate BPA-exposed male, because they're giving off different pheromones. They're giving off a female pheromone. And BPA-exposed males perform worse on spatial navigation tasks. It also stunts you. Development. You go to a restaurant, most of the boys now just look like mutant, brain-damaged people. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's hardcore. The girls are hyper-female. They're growing taller. Their growth hormone, they're having really a form of subacromegaly. And that's why the women, there's a quadrupling now in breast cancer in the last 20 years? Oh, yeah, let's just forget the whole obsession over, men suddenly, you know, everywhere, and it is happening, and the media then saying it's good, do it. You should know you're being chemically programmed. I'm not making a judgment about, because that's a distraction, okay? You understand? This is being done to you. Now let's get off the sex stuff, because everybody gets obsessed with that. This also increases cancer in males. And there's literally thousands of these studies going back to the 20s and 30s. And current ones, hundreds of current ones. Women, they're not going to tell you why you get that breast tumor and why they then fry you with radiation and bug poison known as chemo and suck all the money out of you. And then you'll die and you'll be put in a box. So let's get off the sex stuff now, because, you know, the Soros will still twist that, and that's fine, because people will actually find the truth. You need to know, women, that the males are feminized. You are hyper-feminized. That's why puberty was 13, 14. Now, on average, it's 10 in the West, everywhere where this is done. And now some girls as young as 3, tens of thousands, now by age 5 are going into puberty. You're hyper-aging as well. And the tissues that are affected more by this hyper-age, so you have the breast of a 95-year-old woman at 30. They've killed you, just like the TSA agents. I'm sorry, they soft-killed most of
us. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know, people ask, why aren't Europeans, why aren't Americans having children? Why does Europe have a 1.3 replacement rate? You know, your granddaddy and grandma had your mom, your dad. They go out, they have children. They go out and meet people, marry them. Why aren't people having children? Why is fertility way down? Why is cancer off the chart? Why is diabetes off the chart? Why are men looking more feminine, behaving in feminine ways, not acting the way males have always behaved? In Europe, they're passing laws where you're not allowed to call boys boys at school. They're not allowing gender. It's because, and this is in the globalist documents, and Aldous Huxley wrote about this in his nonfiction books, his brother headed up the program at the UN at UNESCO, Julian Huxley, that they would create a hermaphrodite drone that didn't even breed. I mean, look, truth is stranger than fiction. I just unplugged my headset here. Let me get it. And so I had all this other news to cover, and I'll get into what happened with the TSA here in Texas. But here is the article by Paul Joseph Watson, Cancer Surges and Body Scanner Operators. TSA launches cover-up, and they've finally been forced to release some of the NIST documents, but they've blacked out the radiation meter levels. Continuing, they also have measurements of the type of radiation leaking outside of the containment facility, but then they spin it and say, but we say that's safe. But then all the other independent studies say it's not safe, and now we have reports of higher cancer rates and that the TSA is extremely concerned about all of this. Fearful of provoking further public resistance to naked airport body scanners, the TSA has been caught covering up a surge of cases in TSA workers developing cancer as a result of their close proximity to radiation-firing devices. And again, this is classic lawyer speak. In the document I scanned over earlier, NIST blacks out the numbers because they don't want other engineers ever seeing it and going, that's deadly. They block out the numbers. Then they say, oh, this is safe, but we did measure these numbers outside of the machine splattering. It's like the TSA saying, we didn't make that 95-year-old take her diaper off. We just said you can't fly if you don't. See, it's all these lawyer tricks. Perhaps the most shocking revelation to emerge from the latest Freedom of Information Act documents obtained by Electronic Privacy Information Center. After human representatives at Boston discovered a cancer cluster amongst TSA workers linked with radiation from body scanners, the TSA sought to downplay the matter and refused to issue employees with dosimeters to measure levels of exposure. Now let's stop right there. It is federal and state law. I know my dad's a dentist. But anybody that's been in a hospital or anywhere around X-ray machines, you know on record that there's a radiation officer. They have to wear the badge. They have to have groups come in every month, check the calibration of the machines, because they get off very often and will fry you. And you've heard about MRIs being calibrated wrong and people's hair falling out and getting cancer. They're so strong. So it's a serious issue, and that's what these are lower-intensity MRIs, really. And so they're covering all this up, and it turns out for years, knowing about the cancer clusters. And finally, the TSA are waking up and getting concerned. The problem is, the smarter ones will just quit, and they'll hire even more crazy goons. And so they refuse to set up the proper radiation monitoring. Of course, they could be like the EPA now. When radiation went up in the U.S. from Fukushima, they just raised the levels of what they say is safe. More games. The documents indicate how a large number of workers have been falling victim to cancer, strokes, and heart disease. The department, rather than acting on it or explaining its position, seems to have just dismissed it. And it just goes on as it breaks down. This article is so huge. We'll get more into the chemical assault on humanity when we get back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.